a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
The House of Representatives will now come to order. Leading us in prayer today is Pastor Susan Carr from the Pier 4 Pier Ministerial Association. Leading us in our pledge will be Caleb Fink from Tripp, Roberta Foreman from Pier.
On behalf of the Pier Fort Pier Ministerium, let me say that as you govern, we will be holding you in our prayers in our congregation. Let us pray. God, eternally gracious, God, for whom we have many names, we offer now our thanks for the opportunities of this new day and this new legislature. We thank you that you are always willing to guide and direct those who are willing to obediently listen to your word. For we are a people in need of your guidance, and we are a leadership needing to be noble and wise. We live in a time of great transition and change and difficulty, a time when there are many difficult decisions that will need to be made. As these changes envelop us, it is easy to see that for many, it becomes a time of fear and helplessness, but we know that you have brought us through difficult places before and can do so yet again as we turn to you. Help us to trust that you are already making a way where there may not always seem to be a way, that you are a help and strength to those who call upon your name. We remember, O God, your servant Esther and the words to her, "Who knows, you may have been chosen for just such a time as this." We trust, O God, that you have called forth wise and courageous men and women to this place for just such a time as this. We thank you for your hand placed upon them to keep them humble and honest, ready to speak, ready to listen, ready to wait, ready to act. We pray, O God, for discerning hearts and seeking minds. We pray your blessing upon these public servants and ask your protection to be upon them. Bless all those who lead, O God. Bless our state, bless our nation, and our world for your sake. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The clerk will please call the roll.
Abdallah, Blake, Boland, Boomgarden, Bruner, Carson, Consent, Cronin, Dielstra, Dennard, Dryden, Elliot, Fargin, Feikert, Feinstein, Gibson, Gosch, Greenfield, Hager, Hanson, Hawley, Hickey, Hoffman, Hubble, Hunhoff, Hunt, Ironclaw, Jensen, Jones, Junkie, Killer, Kirkaby, Kirschman, Klochek, Kopp, List, Lucas, Lust, Magistad, Miller, Mosier, Munsterman, Nelson, Nordstrup, Olson, Perry, Romkema, Rosem, Russell, Schaefer, Shrimp, Sigistad, Sly, Solem, Steele, Street, Strickers, Torno, Tolson, Turbeville, Van Gerpen, Vanneman, Vanner, Vershio, White, Wick, Willitson, Wink, Wismer, Speaker Roush.
Here.
Mr. Speaker, a quorum is present.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has handed under consideration the House Journal of the second day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Val Roush, Chair.
All those in favor of approval of the journal signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Journal is still approved. Are there any personal privileges? Representative Klochek.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and honorable members of the body. It gives me great pleasure today to introduce our Scotland Cook and Fire Group. I call your attention to House Commemoration number 1001 for your approval and reading. In the balcony above us, we have Queen Jenna Naith, if she would please rise, her mother Kim Naith, her grandmother Laverne Bria, her grandparents Gerald and Lois Hain. They would all please rise. Roger and Lori Peets, Peets Cookin' and Kitchen, who served their 80,000 cookin' this year. Small town South Dakota at its finest. And last but not least, my brother Richard and Nancy Klochek, from Scotland, and with the entire Scotland delegation, please rise and please welcome them to the finest house in the nation, the South Dakota House of Representatives.
Thank you. Thank you for coming. I hope many of you had a chance to enjoy the music they played for us through the noon hour today. It was quite wonderful, and the treats that they brought us also. Any other personal privileges? Representative Junkie.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And on this illustrious day, as you notice on our side of the house, there is a greenhouse on one person's individual's desk. And many of you know that a couple of those came for congratulatory for coming, but there's some additional ones today for Representative Kim Vanneman's birthday. So we should, as a House body, wish Representative Vanneman happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Representative Vanneman. If you need to speak today, you may have to go to another mic because I'm not sure I can see you through that forest of roses. Representative Vanneman.
Thank you. I can't find the button for my mic either. So, thank you. And thank you to everybody for the well wishes and for my birthday. I appreciate it. I am not the only one, though, that will be celebrating a birthday while we're in session. And this Saturday, Representative Junkie will be celebrating his birthday. So I wanted to get my payback in right away. But thank you very much for all your congratulatory wishes. Thank you.
Thank you. And happy birthday to Representative Junkie. Any other personal privileges? Representative Gibson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and members of the body. I just wanted to let you know our doctor of the day, he's not in-house right now, but our doctor of the day is Dr. Robert Holm, who's an doctor of internal medicine at the Cheddar Holm Clinic here in South Dakota, and he's here with his beautiful wife, Holly. So if you have a medical concern, go visit Dr. Holm.
Thank you. And thank you, Doctor. Any other personal privileges? Representative Hubble.
Mr. Speaker, my mic on? My district is congratulating Mark Helleman, Wade Hellison today. He is the Milken Educator Award winner of $25,000. He is a K-5 instructional coach at Lowell Elementary School in Sioux Falls. I'm trying to drag this out because he's not quite here yet. He's in the Senate, but hopefully he'll be here. His teaching style is an innovative way of brokering the best ideas between, from, and among instructors. He gives the best ideas from class to class to eventually have very high grade of teachers. He has been instrumental in integrating the use of technology across the subjects and grades. He has designed the school website and classroom sites, and he's organized a science fair and obtained a grant for the school's indoor garden. Now, this Milken Award is basically declared by Teacher Magazine as the Oscar of teaching. When he gets here, I'd sure like him to stand, if that's fine.
Thank you, Representative. And when he does come, please stand up and ask for personal privilege, and we'll let you recognize him by name. We've all heard the report. It's quite an astounding award. Is the Teacher of the Year not here yet either? So they'll probably come together, so at that time we will do that. Any other personal privileges? I don't see all the purple shirts. They'll probably be coming later also. Representative Sly, they're not here, are they? Okay, I'll hold that message. With that, we continue on with business. Communications.
January 12th, 2011, the Honorable Val Rausch, South Dakota State House of Representatives, 500 East Capitol Avenue, Pierce, South Dakota. Dear Speaker Rausch and members of the House of Representatives, I have the honor to herewith deliver to you Executive Reorganization Order 2011-01. This document has also been filed with the President of the Senate and the Secretary of the State. Respectfully submitted, Dennis Dugard.
Thank you. That document, for anyone who is looking for that, will be posted that it's received under communications. You will find that at the end of today's journal. So please review that. It's the new organizational chart for the governor and for all the secretaries. So please review that. We have 90 days in which to either act or not act on that. So if there is a reason to act on that, please inform the speaker. Thank you. Motions and resolutions.
Representative Lust moves that a committee of three on the part of the House be appointed to meet with a like committee on the part of the Senate to make arrangements for the joint session to hear the budget message of the governor, the Honorable Dennis Dugard.
All those in favor of the Lust motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Appointed to such committees, Representatives Gosch, Cronin, and Fargin. Gosch, Cronin, and Fargin.
Representative Lust moves that when we adjourn today, we adjourn to convene at 12 p.m. Friday, January 14th, the fourth legislative day.
All those in favor of the Lust motion to reconvene at noon tomorrow, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. So moved. Consideration of committee reports.
Representative Lust moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to the compensation for the elected and appointed officers and employees for the 86th legislative session, as found on page 30 of the House Journal, be adopted.
The motion before the House is consideration of the compensation report that is filed in the Journal. That will be a roll call vote. All those in favor will vote yea, those opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and members shall proceed to vote.
Representatives Dennard, Fargin, Hunhoff, Klocek, Mosher. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 68.
The motion having received majority vote of the members-elect is hereby declared adopted.
Representative Wick moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to making arrangements for the legislative days for the 86th legislative session as found on pages 30 and 31 of the House Journal be adopted.
All those in favor of the Wick motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Representative Sly moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to legislative printing and distribution of bills and journals for the 86th legislative session as found on pages 31 and 32 of the House Journal be adopted.
All those in favor of the Sly motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carries. I'm having a hard time talking and reading at the same time.
Representative Hunt moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to the selection of chaplains for the 86th legislative session as found on page 33 of the House Journal be adopted.
All those in favor of the Hunt motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Representative Hunt moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to the arrangements for a memorial service for the 86th legislative session as found on page 33 of the House Journal be adopted.
All those in favor of the Hunt motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Mr. Speaker, your Joint Select Committee appointed on joint rules respectfully reports that it has had under consideration the joint rules and recommends that the joint rules of the 85th legislative session be adopted as the joint rules of the 86th legislative session with the following changes. Respectfully submitted, Val Rausch, David Lust, Bernie Hunhoff, House Committee, Bob Gray, Russell Olson, and Jason Furyk, Senate Committee. Representative Lust moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to the joint rules for the 86th legislative session be adopted.
Lust motion. Moved and second that the Joint Select Committee relative to the joint rules of the 86th legislative session be adopted. Are there any remarks? Representative Lust.
Mr. Speaker, I have a substitute motion.
We are for the Joint Select Committee.
Oh, I'm sorry, Joint Select. I'm sorry, Mr. Speaker. I will have one shortly. Thank you.
Thank you. Do you have any remarks on the changes in the Joint Rule Committee? Are there any questions on the Joint Rule Committee changes? If not, the motion before the House is approval to adopt the Joint Rule Committee changes. All those in favor will signify by saying aye.
Oh.
I will back up. This is a roll call vote. All those in favor will vote yay. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted. Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 69, excused 1.
The Lust motion having received majority vote of the members-elect is hereby declared adopted. I see we have some visitors. We would like to welcome the families of the South Dakota Safe Childbirth Options and thank them for the healthy meal they provided in the Speaker's lobby. They came from all over the state to encourage us to support safe birth in South Dakota. Please welcome them. Thank you for coming. Any other personal privileges? Is our Educators of the Year here? Representative Munsterman.
Yes, Mr. Speaker, members of the House. It is certainly my honor and my privilege to introduce you today, Mrs. Susan Turnipseed, fourth grade teacher and your South Dakota Teacher of the Year. Now, I took a poll of the Munsterman girls, we've got five of those back home, as to the five top reasons why Mrs. T is Teacher of the Year for South Dakota. Number five was she stayed after school to listen and talk and went that extra mile for the kids. Top reason number four was that she made learning fun and she loved it when she read to them in class. Top reason number three is that she loves popcorn. Top reason number two is that she's very organized. Matter of fact, she told one of my daughters that she is way too lazy to be disorganized. And that made quite an impact on my daughter, Ashley. But top number one reason is that she makes every kid feel special. Ladies and gentlemen, please help me welcome Mrs. Turnipseed, our Teacher of the Year.
Personal privileges. Representative Hubble.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I gave a little bit of an introduction before he was here, hoping that as I was speaking, he would just magically walk in, but I didn't time it quite well enough. However, this is Wade Hellison from my district in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, the winner of the 2010 Milken Educator Award of $25,000. Very clandestine type of an organization. He did not know he was going to win, and all of a sudden he was just presented by the governor for some safety, you know, type of a event held at the school, and then he was declared the winner, much to his surprise. Like I said, he's kind of the magic person in Sioux Falls that does this brokering of educational ideas between teachers and gets the best ideas among the whole teaching body there. He's also the technology guy, and I'm going to be repeating myself again, but he's the one who organized the state science fair and obtained a grant for the school's indoor garden. I know I'm repeating myself, but for his benefit, please help me welcome the Oscar of Teaching Award winner by Teacher Magazine, Wade Hellison.
Thank you for coming to the house today to celebrate those awards with us. Thank you very much. Any other personal privileges? Hearing none? Consideration of committee reports. Representative Lust.
Mr. Speaker, I move that we be in recess for 15 minutes.
All those in favor of the Lust motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. We are in recess for 15 minutes. Representative Dalla. The House will now come back to order. We'll continue with order of business, considerations, and committee reports.
Mr. Speaker, your select committee appointed on House rules respectfully reports that it has had under consideration the House rules and recommends that the House rules of the 85th legislative session be adopted as the House rules of the 86th legislative session with the following changes. Respectfully submitted, Val Rausch, David Lust, Bernie Hunhoff, House Committee. Representative Lust moves that the report of the House select committee relative to the House rules for the 86th legislative session be adopted.
The Lust motion has been moved and second. Is there any remarks? Hearing none. The question before the House is adoption of the House rules from the Select Committee of the 86th legislative session. All those will vote in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. And the clerk will unlock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote.
Representatives Dennert, Kochek, and Van Gerpen. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 67, excused 3.
The Lust motion, having received majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared adopted. Announcements. Speaker has an announcement. South Dakota Historical Society's legislative reception is tonight from 4 to 6 at the Cultural Heritage Center. They will offer behind-the-scenes tours at 5 p.m. If you have not yet had the privilege of going up and seeing that fine facility, this is a great opportunity. And the behind-the-scenes tour, I do believe, would be to take you back into their archiving and let you take a look at how that all happens up at the Cultural Heritage Center. So put that on your list. I also do know that there is the library open house tonight, too, at the library. It's just next to the Y, if you've not been there, Rawlings Library. So please stop in there and say hi to them also. Any other announcements? Representative Cronin.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There'll be an educational seminar on the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, the national health care legislation that has passed up in room 414 in about 20 minutes. We have a representative from Sanford Health here to give a PowerPoint presentation on that. You're all encouraged to attend. Thank you.
Thank you. Further announcements? Representative Hunt?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just a reminder, Judiciary will meet tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock in room 413. Thank you.
413, Judiciary, 10 o'clock. Representative Carson?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just a note that appropriations will start tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. We'll have the Department of Corrections in. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further announcements? Representative Lust?
Announced the organizational meeting of the House State Affairs Committee tomorrow, 8:30 and 4:14.
Thank you. 8:30, 4:14. Representative Bruner?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Education Committee will meet tomorrow morning, 7:45.
7:45, Education. Any other announcements? Any other announcements? Hearing none. Representative Turbeville? All those in favor of the Turbeville motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay? Motion carries.